From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Crews are trying to bore holes into a West Virginia coal mine. They're trying to vent poison gas so they can send rescue crews in to search for four miners. They were in an explosion Monday that killed 25 other people. NPR's Diana Douglas is in Neoma, West Virginia.
The first hole was drilled more than 1,000 feet into the mountain. Rescuers banged on the drill pipe to try to send a signal to the miners. They heard nothing in response. They're drilling more holes to vent the mine of poisonous methane gas, which likely caused the massive explosion. No one can enter the mine until it clears. Families waiting for word are clinging to the hope that the miners escaped to one of the rescue rooms with enough oxygen and food to live for a few days. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin says they'll continue with the operation as a rescue, not a recovery. The mine is under investigation for hundreds of safety violations, and Massey Energy, the owner, is facing a possible credit downgrade. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Neoma, West Virginia.
Meanwhile, an official for the Federal Mine Safety Administration says tests still show dangerous gas levels remain high. It's affecting the drill rescue teams, so they cannot yet send in search teams to look for the missing men. The former chairman of the Federal Reserve says he acted correctly in keeping interest rates low when he was head of the central bank. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan led the institution from 1987 through 2006. He says regulators didn't see all the risks associated with surging housing prices at the beginning of this decade. The housing meltdown is blamed by many for triggering the recession. Greenspan says other economic factors spurred the downturn, such as China's growing economic power. The United States is appealing for calm in a Central Asian country, Kyrgyzstan, where protesters have clashed with police. News agencies report 40 people were killed and more than 100 injured. Opposition leaders say they have taken power, but the State Department can't confirm the government's fallen. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says U.S. diplomats have been reaching out to officials and to civil society groups in Kyrgyzstan as protesters angry about corruption have been taking over government buildings in the capital, Bishkek.
We urge all parties to show respect for the rule of law and resolve differences in a peaceful, orderly, and legal manner.
The U.S. uses a military base in Kyrgyzstan to support operations in Afghanistan. Crowley says that base is functioning normally and all U.S. embassy personnel are accounted for. He adds Americans in Bishkek have been warned to stay away from the protests. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama leaves for the Czech Republic later today. He's expected to sign a new nuclear arms reduction treaty tomorrow with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The White House says the new treaty is about reducing both countries' nuclear armaments. On Wall Street before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 77 points. It was at 10,892. You're listening to NPR. In Memphis, a Tennessee court has unsealed thousands of pages of documents involving a priest accused of sexual abuse. The documents, obtained by the Memphis Commercial Appeal newspaper, show the Diocese of Memphis protected accused priests. NPR's Barbara Bradley-Haggerty reports.
The case against Father Juan Carlos Duran settled last year for $2 million after a man accused a Dominican priest of abusing him in February 2000 when he was 14. The documents show that at least 15 priests have been accused in the diocese over four decades. Father Duran was expelled from the Franciscan order for sexual conduct with a minor before he joined the Dominicans. The Dominicans did not mention that to Memphis church officials, paving the way for the priest to allegedly abuse again. The documents also show that a teenage boy accused another priest, William Kantner. While church officials were investigating the allegations against Kantner in 2004, the bishop wrote a letter of good standing for him, which allowed the priest to visit and perform services in Mexico. Barbara Bradley-Haggerty, NPR News.
The space shuttle Discovery is safely docked at the International Space Station. The seven-person crew arrived a few days after a Soyuz capsule with three people aboard docked there. Tomorrow, the Discovery crew will move a huge bin out of the shuttle cargo bay and link it to the station. Astronauts will be able to unload spare parts from the bin. The Prime Minister of Thailand has declared a state of emergency. Some anti-government protesters burst into the Thai parliament today. They're trying to force demands for new elections. Prime Minister Abhisit has now ordered the Thai army to restore order after weeks of demonstrations by anti-government protesters. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。